Welcome to Triangle Capital Corporation's supplemental earnings podcast for the quarter ended June 30, 2017. The purpose of this podcast is to provide investors with easy access to important publicly available financial information regarding our results for the quarter. We hope you will find this information and its audio presentation useful. We also hope you will participate in our quarterly earnings call scheduled for Thursday, August 3, 2017 at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Please note that the safe harbor statement made at the beginning of our earnings call also applies to this pre-recorded segment of our earnings call. During the second quarter, we generated total investment income of approximately $31.2 million compared to total investment income of $30.2 million during the first quarter of 2017. The increase in our quarter-over-quarter total investment income was primarily related to an increase in investment portfolio debt investments from March 31, 2017 to June 30, 2017, partially offset by a $300,000 decline in quarter-over-quarter non-recurring dividend and fee income from portfolio companies. Non-recurring dividend and fee income was $1.5 million in the second quarter as compared to $1.8 million during the first quarter. During the second quarter of this year, interest expense and other financing fees totaled $7.1 million as compared to $6.9 million during the first quarter of 2017. Compensation expenses totaled $3.6 million for the second quarter, as compared to $4.3 million during the first quarter of this year. General and administrative expenses totaled $1.2 million during both the first and the second quarter of 2017. From an efficiency ratio standpoint, with efficiency ratio being defined as total compensation and G&A expenses divided by total investment income, our second quarter efficiency ratio was 15.2%. This compares to 18.1% during the first quarter of this year. Our second quarter annualized compensation and G&A expenses as a percentage of average assets totaled 1.5% as compared to 1.8% during the first quarter. Net investment income for the second quarter was $19.4 million, or 41 cents per share. This compares to $17.8 million, or 42 cents per share, during the first quarter of this year. Our net investment income on a per-share basis was lower during the second quarter as compared to the first quarter, primarily related to the impact of our February 28, 2017 equity offering, which increased our total shares outstanding. During the second quarter, we recognized net realized gains of $5.2 million, relating primarily to $8.3 million of gains on the sales of three investments, which were partially offset by a $2.7 million loss on the write-off of one legacy investment. Also, during the second quarter, we recorded net unrealized depreciation across our investment portfolio in the amount of $26.2 million. As a result of these events, our net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the second quarter was $2 million. On a per-share basis, our net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the second quarter was 4 cents per share. Our total net assets were $707.9 million as of June 30, 2017, and our net asset value per share at June 30, 2017 was $14.83, as compared to $15.13 as of December 31, 2016. Turning to our investment portfolio, as of June 30, 2017, we had investments in 93 portfolio companies with an aggregate cost of $1.25 billion and an aggregate fair value of $1.17 billion. As of June 30, 2017, the weighted average yield on our outstanding debt investments was approximately 11.4%. The weighted average yield on all of our outstanding investments, excluding non-accrual debt investments, was approximately 10.0%. During the 3 months ended June 30, 2017, we made investments totaling $89.5 million, including six new investments totaling $70.7 million, debt investments in 11 existing portfolio companies totaling $17.5 million, and equity investments in five existing portfolio companies totaling $1.3 million. Also during the second quarter, we had two portfolio company loans repaid at par totaling $19 million, and we received normal principal repayments and partial loan prepayments totaling $6.1 million. As of June 30, 2017, the fair value of our non-accrual assets was $29.4 million, which comprised 2.5% of the total fair value of our investment portfolio, and the cost of our non-accrual assets was $67.5 million, which comprised 5.4% of the total cost of our investment portfolio. During the second quarter, we experienced one new non-accrual asset and two PIK non-accrual assets. We moved our $17.7 million investment in Community Intervention Services, Inc. from PIK non-accrual status to full non-accrual status during the quarter. In addition, we placed both our $14 million subordinated debt investment in Cafe Enterprises, Inc. and our $12.6 million subordinated debt investment in Eckler's Holdings, Inc. on PIK non-accrual status. From a liquidity standpoint, in May 2017, we amended our senior credit facility and increased commitments from $300 million to $435 million, and we extended the maturity of the facility by 2 years to April 30, 2022. In July of 2017, we received an additional commitment on the senior credit facility in the amount of $30 million, bringing the total bank commitments under the senior credit facility to $465 million. Including the effect of the additional credit facility commitment, our total liquidity is approximately $505 million, consisting of a combination of cash on hand, available bank borrowings, and SBA debentures. This concludes our pre-recorded statement for the period ended June 30, 2017. For additional information about TCAP's second quarter 2017 results, please see the Investor Relations section of our website. We thank you for your interest in Triangle Capital Corporation.